Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How are you? Happy Tuesday. Man, I'm pumped up today. Hang on. It is going to be a fun ride today, I am sure. We're talking about dogs. I like dogs. I have a lot of knowledge about dogs. Some people have called me a dog. Sometimes I've deserved to be called a dog. Never been a bounty hunter, though. But we're going to talk about regular dogs today. Actually, very superior dogs, competitive dogs, and the lessons you can learn about success and being a champion if you pay attention to dogs and you have a choice of what kind of champion you want to be. And we'll talk about that as we get in the show. I'll see if I can keep my my thoughts straight on this. It gets a little challenging, but as usual, if you listen to the Daily Boost podcast and me, Scott Smith, you will figure out that I will somehow, some way, take this thing I have called Scott Logic, throw out 15 different storylines, and at the end of the show, it will come together, and you go, "Oh, that's what he was talking about! My God, that's insightful." I know it's a natural skill that I have. It just happens that way. You know, people have asked me why I do this show, why I show up every single day and do this Daily Boost, and yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of preconceived notions about why I may. I thought I'd just let you know, way back in the beginning when I did this, when I started doing the show, it wasn't to help people. It wasn't to do it. That sounds bad. It wasn't to motivate. It wasn't to inspire. It wasn't to coach. It wasn't to go all over the world speaking. It wasn't to have really a top 1% podcast. It wasn't that. No, it wasn't. It was just people that said, you know, you're pretty inspiring when you do this thing. I was doing some speaking. They were hearing that and at a fitness class and you should do more of it. And I said, okay, well, maybe I can do more of it. Wonder where I would do it. And one day podcasting came around. I said, I think I could do it on a podcast. And I started. I know it's not a big grandiose goal, is it? That's why I say explore the possibilities of life. Just kind of follow your life where it goes, because it's not big. It's not fancy. It wasn't written in stone. And yet here I am almost 20 years later, top of my game. Well, okay. Well, my game, maybe not the game. It just depends on, I know. Somebody says, Scott, you're the top of the game. Top of my game, my podcast mountain. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. So, you know, we live in a competitive world. And that makes getting what we want a bit of a challenge sometimes in life, doesn't it? So if you've ever found yourself missing out because somebody else beat you to the punch, there may be a simple reason. I want to talk dogs today and how dogs can teach you about success and becoming a champion, if you will, if that's what you want. There's so many layers here. Everybody's competitive. Everybody has certain requirements they want to do. You and I are very different. There are people that are much more aggressive and much more assertive than I am that want to go to much higher levels than I do. That's cool. I don't care. And I may be way beyond you. It doesn't matter. We're all at different levels. So you get to choose where you want to be. And that's pretty much what this show is about today. So listen very closely because I think these dogs can teach you a lesson or two. Because I am a competitive person. I think there's no doubt about that. Once I set my mind to accomplishing a goal, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get it to win. But I need to set my mind to it. I need to understand it's something that I really want. Once I do, you're not going to stop me. If I care, I care. If I don't, you'll know it. So that's who I am. Still, I am very often in my life, it has happened a ton, I have been tripped over by people who have had a bit of a different approach. Not quite as competitive as me, didn't have the quality goals about what I wanted to do. I have pretty high standards and things I like to do. I'm very competitive. I want to be top of the podium every single time, but oftentimes I have not been because of other people who should not have been at top of the podium. And the only reason they got there was because I tripped. So when I decided to enter the dog agility world, it's an interesting world. If you ever do that, you've seen them where the dogs do the obstacle courses on television. I've done that with my dog, got a couple of championships on him now. And what people don't understand is you're working with the dog. You're working with the dog. So I'm thinking I'm just going to run the course and win. That's what I'm going to do. But then Levi has his own ideas too. But I met a friend during this process. Great friend, great dog. That reminded me of a very essential mindset. And it just depends on where you are with things in this. So keep this in mind when you want to go out and slay the world, all right? His name is Jackson. He's an Australian Shepherd. He's a cute little dog. He's a great competitor. He's incredibly consistent in his performance. I've never seen a dog more consistent. A dog go out for an entire weekend, run 15 or 16 times, and every single time run it perfectly and qualify. He might not get a ribbon. He might not take first, but he's going to get a qualification, what they call it in the agility world, so he can actually move toward his championship. He's going to get it. He runs for the queue, as we say. I never run for the queue. I don't run just to qualify, ever. Unless I'm assuming if I were going to run the Daytona 500, I might run to qualify the day before so I can get in the race. I might do that, just get in the race. Okay, but when I get in the race, I'm going to win. Every time my dog Levi and I compete against Jackson, guess what happens? We know going in the door, and I'll look at Levi, Levi, settle down, man. We're gonna run against Jackson this time. So settle down, man, because he's going to beat us if we don't settle down. I know it. It's our game to lose. Because, see, Jackson is not faster. He's not more talented. He doesn't work harder. He's not more gifted in any possible way. He is slower. He's clumsy. He prefers play over work. He doesn't get serious or stuffy. He never does that. He doesn't get the game face on. No. Win or lose, he's always there to celebrate. Usually by taking a nap. Now, I love the attitude, and I certainly try to keep it there myself, but sometimes that competitive thing gets in there. You're like, rawr, right? And you have to be, I think, sometimes, but try to enjoy the game along the way. But my dog, Levi, he has really flashy moves. He's a very high drive. He's an Australian Shepherd. You got to hang on to. You put a saddle on him. Have some fun. He runs fast. He wins lots of blue ribbons before he gets to take his nap, if he ever takes a nap, because he doesn't do that. He's like, just run again. Let's go. He also crashes and burns far more often, leaving Jackson with the prize. But not always. See, Jackson has chosen, and his handler has chosen, to be consistent, to run for the queue, to do what it takes just to get by, to be in the game, and add those cues up till they get their championship. He doesn't really care. I'm wired differently. Levi is fast to be consistent. If we choose to care, we do it, and we put a little bit of a discipline in there, because we consistently practice. We consistently put our performance together. We aim for a very, very high level. Without discipline, you're not going to get that. But when you get that consistency in yourself and you're willing to take a chance and go for the goal, that's what makes a champion. And that's where I go to. So this, to me, is a choice. This is a choice that you get to choose every single day, whether it's in dog agility or whatever you do for fun or your job or your relationship or whatever. You get to choose it. You get to choose, okay, do I just kind of want to go along with the game and qualify through life? Or am I going to go for the blue ribbon, take the prize, be the champion, and that's it? And in this day and age, I got to tell you, people will complain about you going for the prize and being competitive and being the champion. They'll complain right up until you are. And then when you are, they'll celebrate you. Why? Because people have chosen to take the safer, consistent qualification route along the way. They've chosen to do that, maybe because they don't have the ability to go for the championship. Maybe it's just who they are. It doesn't matter. They will be jealous as you do what you do. They will not be as friendly to you as you like them to be. It's not going to happen. But when you get on top of that podium, you will be the champion. You better darn well enjoy it, because you know what? You probably fell and crashed and burned more than anybody else on your way to the top, but now you're at the top and people will celebrate you for it. So choose your path as a dog or as a person. Decide what you want. If you're going to go for it, your game is higher. If you want to dominate and excel, if you want to be there, Hang on for the ride. I got news for you. 80% of the world are mediocre. They're not going to go higher than that. The 20% above that, yeah, they're pretty cool. But the 5% or the 1%, that's where you want to be. If that's who you want to be, then go for it. But expect that nobody is really going to appreciate what you've done to get there until you get there. And then, even then, some of them will say, yeah, well, you know, they were kind of lucky. They could train more than I could train, or he could afford a better dog or something. And they'll say all that stuff. Doesn't matter. Most people will celebrate your victories. So be both. Be happy. Enjoy the game. And if you choose to be extremely competitive, go for it. Give it all you got. Who cares? You're a winner every step of the way, just like my dog is. It's cool stuff. Hey, listen, have a great day. I love you being here. Thanks for that. I appreciate you being here. It's like you're in the studio right now. It's getting kind of crowded, though. It's a lot of people here these days. It's just, yeah, move over.